In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm looking at the 18th chapter of Genesis, how we have changed. That's all I can say. And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surely bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" So the Sarah laughed, and what do they call the child? They call the child laughter. It means Isaac. Sarah denied, saying, "I laugh not," and she was afraid. And he said, "Nay, you did laugh." Well, we see that is anything impossible for God? That's a very important question. Is anything impossible for God? I take you to the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. And we have a valley of dry bones. Can God raise up the dry bones into life? Can God raise up our dry bones into life? Can these bones live, the Lord says? Is anything impossible for God? Can these bones live? I'm asking you. I'm asking me. Can these bones live? Yes, Lord. These bones shall live and praise you. These bones shall live and glorify you. These bones shall live and bring your message to the world. What about you? Are your bones going to live? You see, the valley of dry bones needed a prophet to speak the word of God. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Get up, get up, get up. And the dry bones started to move around. And then the Lord said, prophesy to the flesh, prophesy to the sinews. And they started to have flesh and sinews, but they looked like a dead army. Now prophesy to the spirit, the ruach. Prophesy to the spirit, and the spirit entered them, and they were a large army. I'm telling you that God can do anything, but he needs faith. He needs our faith. Our faith in him. Our faith in Jesus Christ. Listen. Listen. To verse 16, chapter 18. And the men rose up from thence and looked for toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I should do?" The Lord, before he does anything, reveals it to his prophets. Abraham is a prophetic man. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. But it would be through Isaac, not through Hagar's son, not through Ishmael. "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, and the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him, that he would make him a great and awesome nation." And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. So God pretends that, you know, he doesn't know, but he knows. He knows what's happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. He knows the sin that rises up to him, that tells him what they're doing. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, "Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Perhaps there be 50 righteous people in the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous people that are in it?" So Abraham is bargaining with the Lord. He's bargaining with the Lord. This is something they still do in Israel. When you go to a store, "I'm not going to pay this money. This, I want to pay this money." So this bargaining with the Lord. "Perhaps there be 50 righteous men within the city. Will you destroy it? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked, and be far from thee. Shall not judge of all the earth do the right thing? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. The righteous man lives by faith. So he's looking for 50 faithful people who are called righteous because the righteous man lives by faith. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, and I'm only dust and ashes. Let's see what he says now. Perhaps there be 45 righteous men. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of five? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy the city. If I find 45 righteous people who live by faith, I will not destroy the city. And Abraham spoke unto him yet again and said, perhaps there be only 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. So if I find 40 people that are righteous, that are living by faith, I will not destroy the city. And he said unto him, O, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Perhaps there is only 30 to be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. 30 righteous people, 30 people living by faith. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Perhaps there be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the 20's sake. And he said unto him, O, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet, but this once perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 10 righteous people. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. So we see that God will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if he finds only 10 righteous people. Only 10 righteous people. We see this bargaining that Abraham does with the Lord. He doesn't want the city to be destroyed, but the city is so sinful that the sin has come up to the Lord. And so the Lord says, I'm going down there to see if this is really true. Of course the Lord knows it. This is a way of saying it. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening time. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your way. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Remember the law of hospitality. I want to wash your feet, I want to feed you. But the two say, no, we're going to stay in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him. And he entered his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. So we see again this law of hospitality, that in the desert, when the stranger comes, you are to feed them, you are to wash their feet, you are to let them go on their way. But Lot seems to know it's the Lord. The two of them is the Lord. And he says now, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. So the men are at his door. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee? These are the two men. These are the two angels. This is the Lord. Bring them out to us that we may know them. That we may know them, that we would have sex with them. That's what he's talking about. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not be so wicked. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray, bring you out unto you so you do to them what you want to do to them. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. So we have two reasons why the Lord is going to destroy the place. First of all, because they're homosexual, living the homosexual life. And second of all, they are guests in the house of Lot, and that's against hospitality. But the Lord sees the sin of homosexuality in Sodom and Gomorrah. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place. Get them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them has entered up into the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when morning rose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in their iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. So we see Lot escapes with his two daughters and with his wife. But let me tell you this, the sin has gone up to God. What about the sin of not only homosexuality, but what about the sin of heterosexuality, people living together? What about the sin of Boston and Massachusetts legalizing gay marriage, which is no such thing? Marriage is between a man and a woman. But what about that sin? Do you think it's gone before the Lord? Do you think the Lord knows what we have done in the courts, that the courts said that these things can take place? It didn't even get voted on by the people. It was the courts that passed homosexual marriage. Let me tell you, has this smell gone up to the Lord? Has the smell of people who are heterosexual living together, has that smell gone up to the Lord? Has it? Is this what we're sowing? Is this what we're sowing in Massachusetts? What about the abortions that are done in Massachusetts? Has this smell gone up to the Lord? You bet it has. You bet it has. That the Lord knows the evil of the city. The Lord knows the evil of Boston. The Lord knows the evil of Massachusetts. The Lord knows the evil, and he calls that there be righteous people who live by faith. Righteous men and women that live by faith, that call upon the name of the Lord, that call upon the name of the Lord. He is looking for righteous people who live by faith. And let me tell you, does he find hundreds of righteous people living by faith? Or is it all a story? Is it all a story? I accepted Jesus when I was 21 and now I'm living my life. No. It is not a story. We are to continue to follow Jesus. We are to continue to give our life to Jesus. We are to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. Does God find hundreds and hundreds of people in Massachusetts that are men and women of God? I tell you, the smell of sin goes up before the Lord. Not only homosexuality that's living together, men living together, but the heterosexual living together. I tell you, the smell goes up to the Lord. And what we sow is what we reap. And you see, that's just the way it is. Call it for what it is. What you sow is what you reap. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities that were growing upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Don't look back. The Lord said this on Sunday in our worship service. Don't look back. There's nothing back there. Look ahead. Look ahead. Don't look back. back, I told you the story about my friend Linda, that she had been on drugs, and she went to visit people down south, and she was free of drugs. And when she got on the plane, they said, Linda, don't look back. Don't look back. Look ahead. Jesus is ahead of you. Don't look back. Well, anyway, she got in her seat, and the plane took off, and the man that was sitting next to her said, I can give you all the drugs you want. The only thing you have to do is look back. Just listen to this. It was the devil himself. It was the devil himself. Linda changed her seat quickly. She wasn't going to sit next to this man. Don't look back. I tell you, people, don't look back. If you've sinned and confessed your sin, don't look back. The blood of Jesus covers our sin. If you've sinned and gone to confession, don't look back. Don't say, I didn't say it right. Oh, I should have said it this way. Or I forgot to say it. Listen, don't look back. St. Paul says, one thing I do, I forget what lies behind me. I forget what's in back of me. And I look ahead to life in Christ Jesus. That's the whole thing. Life in Christ Jesus. Don't look back. When Lot's wife looked back, she became a pillar of salt. Goodbye, Mrs. Lot. Goodbye, Mrs. Lot. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, lo, the smoke of that country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out in the midst of and overthrew him. Then he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. Don't look back, people. Don't look back. There's nothing back there. The Lord says, I am the Lord that saves you. I am the Lord that comforts you. I am the Lord that loves you. I am the Lord that has plans for you. I am the Lord. Don't look back. There's nothing back there. There's nothing back there. There's only sin and there's only bad memories. Don't look back. I tell you, it's time to look ahead. Look ahead. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look straight in his glorious face, and the cares of the world, they will all disappear in the warmth of his love and his grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look ahead of you. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the Lord. He has come to set you free. He says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Look ahead. Look at the face of Jesus, the glorious face of Jesus. The glory of God shines on the face of Jesus. Look at Jesus. Don't look back. There's nothing back there. There's nothing back there. And can God do anything that he wants? Is there anything impossible that God can't do? No. Nothing impossible that God can't do. God is the God of the impossible. I remember Mother Angelica when she only had $200 in her pocket, and she went to a cable company and said, I want to put one of those things up in the air. And the guy said, what do you mean? You know, one of those things that go up in the air and we can have television. And the guy said, you mean satellite? Yes, I mean satellite. How much money do you have? She said, I have $200. Would you take it? The man laughed at her. And you know what Mother Angelica said? I will do the ridiculous and God will be faithful. Now Mother Angelica is all around the world, her eternal word network, her radio network, all around the world. It all started with the righteous Mother Angelica with $200, and God provided the rest. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that God knows how to do these things? The people laughed at her. What are you doing, old lady, with $200? I will do the ridiculous, Mother said, and God will do the impossible. That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. Mother Teresa was another one. She would go and she would need land. And you know what she would do? She would plant medals of the Blessed Virgin Mary in that land. And she said, this land belongs to the poor. And she would get that land. I tell you, that's faith. That's faith. That's faith. One day, Mother Teresa was talking to some priest, and he was very discouraged. And she said, why are you discouraged? Don't you know that Jesus Christ died for you? Don't you know that he's raised from the dead? Don't you know that he can do everything for you if you have trust? If you trust in the Lord? If you trust in the Lord? If you trust in the Lord? Well, I tell you, that priest soon shook off that sadness and put on faith, and God rewarded him. God rewarded him. Don't look back. Don't look back, my friend, for nothing is there, my friend. Look to the heart of Jesus. There you'll find your rest. Don't look back, my friend. There's nothing there, nothing there. Look in the face of Jesus, and there you'll find your rest. 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 See, the devil plays with people's minds. He says things like this: you're always going to be a failure. You don't know anything. You are stupid. And the Lord says, don't listen to those things. Listen to what I have. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. I have great plans for you. My plans are for life and not for death. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife who looked back and became a pillar of salt. Don't look back. I do thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. You might want to hear some of our broadcasts on the internet, and it's inseason.net. www.inseason.net. We have many radio programs and many television programs. www.inseason.net. And we also have PayPal if you'd like to leave a gift on PayPal. www.inseason.net. www.inseason.net. We do not charge for these. There's nothing that we charge for. These are free, and you may listen to them at your leisure. And if I bless you, be blessed. That's all I can say. If I bless you, be blessed. Like this lady, I've been reading this letter over and over. Thank you for helping me through some tough years. Your faith shines like a lamp on a hill. I saw the light. Now I have my own lamp. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Paschal candle on Holy Saturday, that there's only one light in the church, and that light is Christ. And then we light everybody's lights from Christ, and we have lights all through the church. Ah, you are the light of the world, Jesus says. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are mine. You are my beloved. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Lord, I ask you to raise up righteous people in Boston. I ask you to raise up righteous people that live by faith in Boston. I ask you, Lord, to have the gospel go out to people that Jesus Christ has died for our sins, that he was buried and rose on the third day. I ask you, Lord, to let the power of your Spirit work in a mighty way in this city of Boston. You told me, Lord, many years ago, I'll remember it, I was on the plane, you said, your place is in Boston. And that was the last thing I wanted to hear. Your place is in Boston. But yet, that's what the Lord said. And I tell you, my place is still in Boston. But not only in Boston, we have radio stations all around the country. But most of our stations are here. I'm on WROL every day at 11:30. And I'm on WEZE at 11:15 in the morning, 9:45 in the evening, and 3 in the morning. I'm going to say it again. Don't look back. Look at the face of Jesus, the glorious face of the Lord. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.